UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everyone that temperature control, especially at times like these, is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Thursday.
Chicken!
Which means thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the summertime deal. 20 boneless wings, a large wedge for just $15.99. Order online, wingzone.com. Two Louisville locations, Heights Point and the Poplar Level Road location at Quarry Center.
One more reminder. How would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger? With the Boost by Kroger Plus membership, you'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries and general merchandise in-store, and pickup or delivery, free delivery, and lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at Kroger.com/Boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus. So, Louis Rabot is a psychopath.
Okay. I'm here for this conversation.
It's not a conversation.
Okay.
It's an observation.
Okay.
I formed a theory in less than 7 seconds. A theory on life.
Okay.
In the year of our Lord 2022, if you own a phone without a case, you're a psychopath. Anybody who trusts their hands and do daily activities, and they trust their hands not to drop and break their phones, you have got to be you're psychopathic levels of grip on your phone. There's no way. I came around the corner and he was on his phone, right? And this is how you know somebody's crazy too.
Okay.
One hand, he was staring into the phone, and he was just scrolling with the other. He was locked in. I'm like, there's no way you don't spend at least 17 hours a day in that position, or you wouldn't trust your hands that much.
I don't know.
You know people who don't have a case on their phone?
I have a case. Oh, okay.
I'm saying anybody who has a iPhone and does not have a case around the iPhone is a different level of crazy.
Okay, okay. I was like, I thought you meant just like carrying your phone. Just I was like,
no.
I was like, I used to jog with my phone before I had an Apple Watch.
He doesn't.
I got a story with a phone.
He doesn't have a case around it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No yeah. Insane. Yeah, you're insane.
Dude, I've never been.
Oh, are they gonna leave? Oh, we might have a tow. We might be
spotter
on tow
alert.
We might be on tow.
You know
alert.
What?
Thad and Blake, you guys might want to move those cars.
We should come up with a snitch hotline too, so we can just rat on people too. Yeah.
Oh okay. Man, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy.
You might as well.
Oh, they got passes.
Ooh.
Oh, what a flex.
You think that matters?
Bro, that guy's got some ham hock thighs.
You think they haven't snatched my car with
he
a pass
not
on?
Have that. Have you ever seen big thighs?
Pound for pound, he's got decent sized thighs. I mean, it's not Yasir Abdullah. You and I have bigger thighs than him, but you and I are thicker than him. I'm saying pound for pound, those are good thighs.
Ooh, now that truck's going to get snatched.
I mean, fair, right? That's I mean, fair. Yeah, you and I could squat more than him, but yeah.
Nikki, when was the last time you had a cell phone without a cover?
Yeah, phone story. Nick.
Oh, no, it's been a while. Seriously, when I first started here, I had this jank-ass phone that, like, the back of it, it was like some off-brand, like, Motorola. It wasn't even, like, Motorola. Pops gave it to me. Pops had, like, 47 burner phones, you know. But I have no idea why. I just turned my head on that.
Yes, you do. Just don't.
Yeah, exactly. Snitch. Yeah, not worth it. business was a booming, is all I'm saying. But no, so I had that phone, and it was like a Crackberry notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like texting away on it, booking like guests I had no business booking when I first started here. And it was just a terrible phone. But that was probably the last one. Then I went to iPhone. I had an iPhone 3 that I ran that thing into the ground. But that had a case on it. Because the last iPhone I had before that Crackberry, probably, I had I treated myself.
How many average drops a week?
I seriously look at my OtterBox thing. It's shattered, but I probably drop my phone daily 10 times.
Steve, how many drops a week?
Not many. I don't drop my phone very often.
Dude, I
so you say two or three a week?
One.
Really? Good for you. That's ball security. That's really good. Big. Yeah, like yeah, I don't recommend going without a case, but if anyone could get away with it, it'd be you.
But I have a case with grip. Yeah, so like
one a week or take your phone out and three backs. You got 21 days. If you could.
I don't have the little finger thing on the back that a lot of people do. You know what I'm talking about?
Pop socket.
Yeah, the pop socket. I probably need that. Because this thing isn't a very good grippy case, but damn, it's taking bullets,
man.
I've
only broke one phone ever.
Oh.
And it was because it was in my golf bag. We were golfing. Bad shot. Just kind of took my club. It was just like, dang it, man. Hit my bag. And just hit it flush right on the phone.
Right on the inside.
I could tell when I hit it. I was like, that wasn't right. I'm like, oh, God.
You heard it?
Yeah. It was like, well, no, just the way it hit.
Uh-huh.
You could feel like.
It should have hit something else.
I just hit something. Like, I just crushed and I looked and it was just shattered. It's like, well, that was stupid.
I've gone through probably a dozen. Back when I was in college, and like this is like Gen 1, Gen 2 iPhones.
Yeah.
I didn't do the smartphone. I got the $35 flip phone. And just I would go through those almost monthly.
Yeah,
and then I would just pop the SIM card out, pop it in the new one, bada bing, bada boom. I dropped them in urinals, man. I was.
Ew. And you used them,
Steve. Stop it.
Another confirm order tonight.
Real quick, let me get this out, just so I can say it, because I'm going to the Bahamas.
Nice.
Going, taking a little 4-day trip to Atlantis.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you know, they got Wi-Fi down there, so I can connect in, still do my thing.
We won't expect you.
Well, no, I would, because it's a leisure trip. We have nothing planned. We're just staying at the resort, right? Which, I mean, it's a big, awesome resort. But here's the thing. Got to get a passport. Don't have my passport. It's one thing I don't have. I didn't know you had to have one to go to the Bahamas. Apparently, you do.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. Yeah, I was like, oh, I just figured you could. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, you can go to the Bahamas. But I'm like, well, yeah, you can, but you can't get back. So it's like, okay, well, that's not good. Other thing is, I'm flying American. Never flown American Airlines. But that's the airline that flies into Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do a cruise. Because.
Legislation.
Nick. So
cruises are off limits, too.
Yeah, for now. So, yeah. Pretty excited about it, though. Never been somewhere like that. Like, I'm really looking forward to that. But any you guys, you ever been there?
The Bahamas?
Yeah.
Twice when I was a kid.
Okay.
When Pops was coaching at Bellarmine, they played a couple tournaments there. And the Knights, baby, were the Bahama Bullies. They won, I think, both those tournaments.
Okay.
It was a sweet trophy. It had a giant conch shell on it.
Yep. Don't need all that.
It was really cool.
Just curious more about the Bahamas.
No, it was nice. Casinos, beaches were cool. Yeah, I mean, like 5-year-old me was in awe.
I don't imagine it being anything.
We'll
but
probably stay at the resort.
You're so touristy, so
it's a massive resort.
Do not eat local. I will say that.
I'm gonna eat at the resort.
Eat it. Where are you guys going?
Atlantis.
Oh man. Well, I mean,
the resort.
You're gonna be dropping $75 for a pizza. But
Reese said it's insane, the prices.
Yeah, literally, it's $75 for a pizza. But my pops and Paul Rogers left the resort one day when they were down there to get food, and they went to this like seafood spot right off. And my dad had the worst food poisoning he's ever had.
You better just find the.
They almost flew him back to the States. It was that severe.
He can take our guy. That look at him. He can take our guy if he wants him.
I don't know. Kirby Smart?
Yeah.
No.
Look at him.
No, that's my guy.
No, he's an old SEC ball coach. He can take our guy.
What if I have an OSC ball coach? It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Why don't you just put it's running Mr. back Steal in there?
Do what?
Why don't you just put running back on there? Why does it have to be girl? Just put running back.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll do that in the 10-second window I have. No, you're right. No, I'll just take the soundbite from this one system, put it in another system, edit out girl, somehow get a clean drop of running back, insert it in there, and I'll do it in that 10-second window you guys have given me for comedic timing. You're right.
Yeah, speaking of comedic timing, yeah, I'll just insert a pedophile in the a convicted.
Ooh, okay.
Pedo in the middle of the show.
Advantage you. I'll give you that one. I kind of forgot who was singing that.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, no. Hey, Steve, you know what would be great right now? Hey, we're talking about Bahamas and Atlantis and going out of the country. And hey, a convicted kidnapping. Hey, let's just stick that right on in there.
Program was good, but I think it needed a little bit more sex offender. Yeah, that was not my best work. Sorry.
Okay.
Going to have to get rid of that drop.
Any Bahamas good advice, 3831,
yeah.
93.9. Do you,
or American Airlines.
Okay. I want to do some rankings.
Okay.
There was one other thing. Oh, yeah. Louis Rose. I can't believe you didn't have a case on it. Like, that better be a new phone that he just got and he hadn't had time to stop at the store and get a case for it or whatever.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm saying I'm okay with your assessment.
Okay, give me some rankings that we already have.
Oh, yeah. Can I do a shout-out real fast?
Absolutely.
If you don't mind. All right. It's on Twitter right now. I've retweeted it. The Bats have retweeted it. But the Louisville Bats, Greg Galliette is going to join the B-Show at 12:45 talking about this and more. But they are the finalists for AAA Baseball Park of the year.
Makes sense.
Going up against Las Vegas. And they are in a dogfight. So if you have 2 seconds, go to Twitter, find the link, and vote for Slugger Field. Because, I mean, let's be honest, it really is.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great, you know, for the mediocre at times baseball that's on the field, it's a great experience, mostly because of Greg Galliette and that field. So
hey, listen, Nick liked this, and I have to bring it up really quick. The best sing-along songs.
Oh, that's what I was going to – I wanted to pick your brain about that and my hot dog poll.
Listen. Yeah. He has the best quotes in my hot dog poll. This is kind of good.
I'm listening.
This is kind of good. And we'll get
Chris
back.
Chris Ball is joining SportsCenter. There's a push. There's a SportsCenter push to own Miami.
Yeah.
There's a big push.
No, he's a beast.
They keep bringing up his name.
Listen, it's got songs like Mr. Brightside. You know that? Mm. Mother of God. A Thousand Miles.
I'm sure I know them when I hear them.
Do you know A Thousand
Miles? No, I don't know titles. Yeah, okay. Of course, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Is that Michelle Branch?
Yes.
Yeah. I always get her mixed up with the other one.
Like Dancing Queen, Party in the USA, Wagon Wheel. I know you know Wagon Wheel.
I don't.
Darius Rucker.
Oh, Rock Me, Mama, like the international song of Last Call. And
go figure. Go figure. That was Marcus's favorite country singer.
Greatest country music he ever
seen. Come on, Eileen. I want to dance with somebody. Call Me Maybe. Country Roads, Living on a Prayer. Don't Stop Believing.
But here's
Mo Bamba.
Can I tell you the whitest thing I ever did? It was a bachelor party in Breckenridge, Colorado. We had just skied.
No, you could stop there, Nikki.
Oh, I've only begun with the whiteness. This isn't even my final form of white guy.
Colorado, end of the story.
Right. And it was a bunch of hockey guys out on the porch partaking in some libations
Once you went hockey, though, you changed it to...
No, it was still super white.
Yeah. Where do you think hockey comes from?
Canada? The Native Americans? That's lacrosse.
Where do you think hockey was originated?
It was like...
No, it comes from African.
Oh, well, bully. I didn't realize we had that much soul.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I know field hockey is prominent all over the world, but the actual ice hockey I thought was Canada. I'm not even kidding.
We'll call them indentured servants of the United States of America. Moved north, right?
I did not know this.
Listen, yes, these indentured servants of North America who moved up towards Canada played a game. And then there was, like most colonized situations, a guy who went by the name of Stanley saw these African indentured servants playing a game on ice. This guy goes by Lord Stanley now.
You're so fast.
It's an awesome game that these guys play. Stanley took it over, hence Stanley Cup.
I did not know that. So now NHL has way more soul than people give it?
Yeah, now your story is less delegation worthy.
Well, thanks.
Somebody said Vanessa Carlton was 1,000.
Yeah, okay. I always get her and Michelle Branch mixed up.
Here's the problem. This is what I was going to interject. You had too many good songs. It was like you're gonna.
That list was just too much.
Well,
it's a tournament. I guess I should have said that, but it was like, you know,
you would almost have to do that like live. Like, listen, like Nikki would have to have a bracket board up there where you play the song.
Yeah,
and then
everybody
here would have to say, okay,
It was like, because all of them were like, if you hear them, they're singable.
If you play like 15 seconds of each and then determine the winner.
What's the wackest song you go around singing?
The wackest song that I go around. Probably Riding Along My Automobile. Riding along in my automobile.
Backstreet Boys.
What do you think?
You get a couple friends and you do Backstreet's Back or what's the other one?
Bye, bye, bye.
Ed Sank. I was always more of a Backstreet Boy karaoke dude.
What's the wackest song you go around singing, Steve?
Man, I was going to say I had a couple in my brain. Probably like I told you the other day, ain't nobody.
that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's not that it's a whack song.
You better retract that. Jesus Christ.
It's just that.
The Wheat family's listening.
I know, yeah. But it's just that it's whack when I sing it.
Ah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
okay,
I mean, they don't have to be bad songs.
Oh, okay. If I wasn't scared of being canceled, it would definitely be a woman song that has a phrase that I would never say around dudes.
Yeah.
so I don't want to get canceled, so I'm not going to sing this song, but it's like, you know, whatever reference it is,
yeah,
singing a song, I'm uncomfortable saying it publicly.
Yeah.
Talk about WAP or something like that.
I mean, well, yeah, like, that's a great example. That's a great example, Nikki. Like, yes, I would can't sing that publicly.
Yeah, it's like, oh gosh. Yeah. Speaking of, well,
worst kids bop CD ever.
This is not speaking of, but real quick before we get back into basketball, let me say or get into basketball. Let me say this. It needs to be mentioned. Come out yesterday, number 6 player overall in the country, number 1 linebacker from Miami, will also be on campus here in a week or so.
Because of course he will.
For football, yeah. Peyton Woodyard, the safety out of California, 5-star. They're going to have 2 or 3 5-stars for the 24 class. Now listen, out of Miami, big-time linebacker, number 6 overall.
So he'll be on the flip watch the whole time too?
Well, I mean,
the moment he commits. We'll just be on flip watch.
Gotta get him. Yeah. But man, that's a big deal. And Pierce Clarkson's gonna be back in town and they're really
he just comes in town to seal deals.
They're putting them together, man. So listen, I don't know that you get in, but it's good that the 24 class is starting to show promise as well, because I think there was a little bit of all of us that were like, maybe this is a one-hit wonder. Yep. Like, okay, which is fine, I'll take it. But, you know, you're like, man, can they really, like, recruit at this level? Or is it just
this? Is this an effect of the market, the budgeting dollars?
Seeing all the 24 kids does make me feel better. I just feel a lot better.
Chuck Berry. Okay, who have we ranked so far?
Chuck Berry.
I was just reading some of the
It's one of the regrets of someone I didn't see live. Because he was, like, performing up until, like, his, like...
You have an old soul, Nikki.
I'd love to have seen Chuck Berry. All right, we did L. Ellis, Kamari Lanz, and Hersey Miller.
Who's up next?
Well, on my list, I got Mike James and Devin Rhee. A player that we've seen a little
bit.
Let's
do Rose.
Okay. Rosie it is.
Nick said, who's next on your list? Nick said, I got these two. Yeah, we're not going to do those.
Okay. No, let's because here's the thing. I thought about Steve, asking Steve questions, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what Steve was going to say the whole time?
I don't know.
Steve was gonna say, "I just don't know,"
and that's honest. Right. Like, I mean, you know, not a fake take.
So I'm like, yeah, let's throw in somebody. And listen,
got a sample size up.
We're gonna see how much I don't know we get out of Rose when it comes to or ask Steve when it comes to Roosevelt Wheeler. Okay, so what are the categories?
All right, we have offensive prowess, defensive prowess, and then the X factor.
Start over.
Offensive, defensive, and X factor.
Okay, Steve.
With Rose.
Eve said he can really run the floor.
Offensively.
Does he have a jump hook?
70.
Can he shoot free throws?
5. I don't know.
Our sample size isn't great.
I know. Like what he does. He seems like he can use both hands.
Big, athletic, ambidextrous.
Yeah, we start there.
Big, athletic, ambidextrous. Is he fast? Can he play defense?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we're offensive.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, and he will go up and dunk it. You know, I mean, that's one thing we do know. So, if I'm projecting
Can he jump high?
Yeah.
Because, you know what? It seems like he dunks them so quick. Like, we don't get enough time to see if he can actually.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. I mean, he went up with Jamarion Sharp. I mean, it's Western, and Jamarion was right there, and he punched two.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Yeah. Are you looking at that?
No, but I mean.
Jalen Withers threw him that pass.
Yeah.
As he was falling out of bounds. That was a good play. That was a nice play. Okay, so you're gonna offensive him at 75.
I think so. I think it's fair.
I don't think I can argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can if you can run.
Yeah.
You got good legs. We thought he had good hands.
Mm-hmm.
free throw. I don't remember shooting.
Like, I mean, his potential is higher, I think. But, I mean, I couldn't in good conscience give him anything. I mean, we were given, you know. I mean,
we'll, again, LL 73. Like I said, between hands, speed, athleticism, solid 75 on Roosevelt offense. Okay, defensively. He got, wasn't he one of the only people trying to block shots?
Yeah. Again, potential's there. I'd probably go 70 just because I don't know. I've not watched him guard people outside, you know, like.
I heard he was because of the pack line. Really lost. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I know a lot of the guys were last year, but both on the offensive side, but especially on the defensive side, he was like a Jared West and everybody was
who,
on him.
Who was coaching?
By committee, like, I mean, last year,
I was being a jerk. I didn't mean that.
But through, I mean, consistently throughout the year, I heard that. Pop said it on the show. He was like, he is physically gifted, but just lost on
caller,
the defensive
you can call
side.
Back. We,
yeah, my bad on that, guys.
What does that top one say?
Marcus singing, man, I feel like a woman.
That's a
I don't know that
fun song. Song to sing. It really is.
Rocking Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman.
Bow, 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 bow.
Let's go, girl.
What woman empowering song does Marcus like to sing the most?
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a sister.
I don't know that song.
I'm a saint.
I don't sing that one. What woman song?
I hate that I know it too. It's just like
no,
boom.
It just kept going. It was like,
I don't know that song.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away. You were dang liar.
What?
You can't sing that song. Maybe the chorus.
What I got to give it
to
the mama.
I'm like,
okay, that was good.
Can you sing the entire thing? Like, come on now.
Stop. Continue. Give it away. Okay, yeah. What do I sing? I know there has to be a woman empowerment song that I sing on a regular basis.
Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies.
It'll probably be something like Lauryn Hill or something.
Lauryn Hill's awesome.
Yeah, just like, that's anticlimactic.
Like I said, Can't Raise a Man by Mary J.
Kwame Brown, I was saying. Nah, that's not it.
Don't Want No Scrubs?
No. That pisses me off. Who
you think a lot you of people are saying are upset.
I hate those songs. Steve got pissed off because you know what Steve never heard? He never heard Call Tyrone. He doesn't know the anger of watching a woman try to slick sing that song.
Oh, no, I've heard Call Tyrone.
Yeah, we had
many times.
Listen, I'm not singing Call Tyrone.
I'm just like,
Who do you think you are? Woman, like
toxic masculinity comes out when I listen to that song. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
The scrub songs. I'm like,
no, I'm not calling him. I'm in a relationship with you.
We're gonna work through this right here. I know I got.
A lot of people are saying that was Trey Songz, not R. Kelly.
Oh, so the
is there is
it
there,
might live
is
on.
Is there a difference in who wrote it? R. Kelly wrote for Trey Songz.
Damn it.
Fair enough. You win. Lawyer. Bang. Somebody said, I Will Survive. Gloria Estefan's Raining Men.
Ooh, Raining Men's a good one.
That's not what I sing.
It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, it's raining.
So I said, Killing Me Softly. Girl on Fire.
Ooh.
The hook.
Alicia Keys, you can never go wrong.
It's hard to not.
Yeah, the hook. Yeah.
It's on fire.
I wouldn't sing it. I would not sing it.
Yeah, me either.
I would not.
No, never.
I wouldn't sing it, but here's the thing. I would be the meme of the kid with the veins coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's one of those, like, yes, if I was a woman, I'd sing that all the time. To an irritating point. I would, during cleaning time, I would go up and down the house singing that all the time and just piss off my husband the entire day.
What do I sing? What man? What okay? What man song do you would you piss off a woman sing?
Ball with a ball to bang to bang.
Noted huge Kid Rock fan, Nick Valvano.
A little bit of a guilty pleasure, not going
to
lie.
He's like, I can't decide. Do I want to listen to Kid Rock or Ted Nugent today?
him and Coach Mack.
Yeah.
He's big Kid Rock head.
Big fan of damn Yankees.
I know. Somebody said, seeing my neck, my back.
There's a video of a guy playing that song, and he's doing a workout class on a bike.
Oh, like a spin class? Yeah, and it's oh wow.
No.
A,
it's something.
Somebody said R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Nope. This one's got me stumped, y'all. Like, I'm really trying to think of the woman song that I can't.
You know, they cut up. Every time I hear that Respect, I always think of they did a big promo back in the day for Bret Hart on wrestling, and they used it to that song. And every time I hear that, I think of Bret Hart.
So
it's just Bret Hart?
Yeah, you just changed it.
Somebody said Gold Digger by Jamie Foxx and Kanye.
Is that like something I would sing as a.
Well, if you were trying to get on
a woman's nerves or something. Yeah. No, I wouldn't sing that. That's a little too bold. I was like, what you trying to say?
Yeah, that might get you slapped.
Yeah, and I'm too cheap to even call somebody that.
You're right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish.
I might be the gold digger in my family.
I'm too cheap.
Sam.
I'm too cheap.
Hey, baby. So the boys are back in town.
No. For some ratchet.
There is a certain.
The psychopath.
Oh. He's insane.
Louie, let me see your phone. Let me see your phone right now.
He's insane.
Oh, you didn't bring it?
Oh, no. Wow.
Why the hell don't you have a case on your phone?
Yeah, Nick.
It's in the studio. No, I wanted to come in. We just had Jay Davis on from Cranes Detroit. He thinks Malik's a dark horse for the Heisman.
Well,
how about that?
That's not true.
Nope.
Ooh. Well, listen, but that's not our biggest worry. We're curious why you don't have a case on your phone.
I do have a case on my phone. It's just transparent.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, well, never
I
mind.
I apologize.
Oh, okay. No, we're good. Yeah, okay.
No, well, I don't know if we are. Because when you listen to the tape, we spent 25 minutes calling you a psychopath. So.
Oh.
I
don't go back and listen.
Okay.
I did warn you. Yes.
I do bring a French press coffee with me. So like I am a bit of a psychopath. That's okay.
At least that makes me feel better.
No, I let him know. I say, hey, I'm going to call you a psychopath. And I was like, I'll tell you about it later.
Well, this is awkward. I know. We're like, don't listen to the podcast. real quick, Marcus sings Milkshake.
That's what I was gonna say.
The Whisper Song by the Ying Yang Twins.
Oh, nice.
That's some toxic masking.
Yeah.
Wait to see my. Like, bam, 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 bam.
I went to an EDM festival called Imagine in Atlanta, and they showed up for like 8-10 minutes, came out there, did like the Whisper Song and left. And I was like, what a great gig. Brought the house down, too.
Yeah,
shout out Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah. There was another. Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman.
Why that one?
I mean, it's a big one.
That My Neck, My Back. That was pretty funny. You know what? I'll have one on the end after this commercial break. I got to think of something.
Okay, fair enough.
Midday's Marcus Maybin on 99 The Ville.
Let's go, girls.
No inhibitions, make no conditions.
Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I feel like this goes along with our show very well.
We got.
It should be the new intro.
We got to bring in.
Can Ken Harbison make highlights over that?
Ken.
Okay, so here's the thing. The show got derailed, and I can't help it. Like, yeah. It happened.
Well, it's the day after the All-Star game, so.
Yeah, right. And also, I enjoyed that question because I knew there was an answer, Steve.
Yeah, right.
I knew I was going to have an answer.
Because you'll be at home later, and luckily you found yours, apparently. I'm interested. But you'll be home later, and you'll start singing something. It's like, that's it.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Again, I don't mean the songs are whack, but it's like, that's just kind of whack. Like, singing, like, why do I sing that?
Listen.
It just, like, again, molasses so flowing catchy. Out of your
again, mind. Again, I'm not going to apologize. I'm growing.
Oh, man.
As a individual, I'm growing. And
this is going to be two live crew, isn't it?
I enjoy some of my toxicity. I embrace.
Oh, toxicity by System of a Down. That would be amazing.
Nobody that's not a psychopath sings.
Well, I'm saying from like Maven. Like we're. The whole thing is just a song that doesn't fit.
I'm just growing, and listen, I'm still a toxic enough man that certain songs I will just not sing around other males. Okay, insecure, toxic, whatever you want to call it. It's fine. Okay, but it hit me this moment went to commercial break. I knew there were songs, and then they just start jumping into my brain on different songs that I'm going to sing no matter what. But I still won't sing around dudes. But if somebody were to walk past my apartment and my door was open, I wouldn't stop.
Fair enough.
Put it that way. I'll sing it around women, which is another uncomfortable thing to admit. Nikki, you got 3 songs, right?
I do. And I think I got them at the right time. So
okay, listen. I don't care which one you play. Just play one of them. And this is me, y'all. Like, I'm sorry. I'll confess to these. Number one, Nikki.
Whatever comes to me, that's what I promise to give my life.
Why did you get that version? Why did you get the real version?
Is this the real one?
No, it's not, Nikki. Thank God her voice is so beautiful. He didn't destroy it. Why did you have to get the Mexi Cool remix on that one? Gosh darn it.
I didn't realize it was. It's just Beyonce doing a kickflip or whatever. Like, wait, is that Beyonce?
Jesus Christ. Who gave him this job?
I don't know.
Who gave
him this job? We asked for him.
I know.
So don't just point the finger.
We actually put in a request for him. Okay, that was number one. Listen, that one.
That's a good one.
The me and my girlfriend, I'll sing it.
That's a good one. I'll sing
her parts too. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, Nikki.
You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you.
Right now.
Can't keep your eyes off my.
There he is. I'm sorry. I'll sing it. I'll sing that. I'll sing that, y'all. We be all night.
That's a good one.
I can't help it. I can't help it. She's awesome. I'm sorry. It just works for me. Okay. That's
good choices.
That's number two. That I'll put aside my toxicity for that.
Okay.
Number three.
This is my favorite.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Right? You can't help it, right? You just gotta own it. So yeah, if you walk past my apartment, yeah, I'm just not gonna say. I'm gonna say, what are you looking at?
Oh yeah. No, that's fair. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what's crazy?
We got it in my system.
Is I listen to country music. Like, that's my favorite music.
Right.
But none of my, like, go-to singing songs are really country music songs. But, like, I'm a country music guy.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's pretty much all I listen to. I mean.
It's funny. You know, people always say, oh, well, you know, what do you listen to? Like, you know, I say, I don't really care. You know, like. And so.
Yeah, it's kind of. And I'm kind of that
yeah,
way, too.
Yeah, and it's like, listen. Yeah, if I'm out and about and there's country music playing,
yeah,
I'm going to be bobbing my head no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna listen to the music. So, yeah, I guess I'll have a...
And I like it all. I mean, I like the old country, the new country. But like, I mean, I listen to rap. I listen to...
Yeah, it won't...
Rock, whatever.
Put it this way. Nothing catches my... Nothing irritates my ear enough for me to want to turn off the music.
No, I agree.
Yeah, like, if I'm... Yeah, hey, could y'all change it?
Yeah. Like, I just... Like, when we play in our kickball leagues... The speaker was broke last time. It sucked.
Yeah,
it sucked.
That's why we lost, I think.
Yeah, it was like, I don't even...
And you play better when the mix is better, I will say. Like, sometimes, some guys will play, like, you know, Tom Petty and stuff, and I love that stuff, but then, like, we had one dude
What's
that was playing
Tom
some...
Tom Petty song?
I don't know the
Does
name of it.
Does he do Free Falling?
Yeah. Mine
free
is
falls, Free Falling's good. What is give me a second.
Mine is You Don't Know How
to Feel. Yeah. I like that one too.
That's mine by far. I love that song.
Is that... But that sounds too close to Last Dance with Mary Jane, right?
No. Well, it's two different songs.
Yeah, I know they're two different. But their cadence kind of
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think I'll start off singing one and then I'll ask it.
Like Tom Petty sung about weed, like, just so openly. Like, it was like...
Could you imagine if Tom Petty was facing a criminal charge and they used
that was my favorite.
His lyrics from his music?
That's a good one. That's a good one,
dude. That's not a woman's song to sing, though.
What? No, we're talking about Tom Petty songs.
Oh, we're just going down Tom Petty songs now?
That's good.
Okay, well, get out of here. Like, Nikki, you got work to do, right?
Do we?
Look, he came in at the beginning of the show. Hey, I gotta get out here right after the show. I got stuff to do. Now he's like, hey.
I gotta go home. I forgot to give the dog its seizure meds, like a jackass. So I gotta race home and make sure that he gets those before,
why don't you make the woman do it?
Get home.
She's on his schedule, and I screwed up.
No, she put you on a schedule. Look, I'm going to get toxic now and try to hype Nikki.
I know. Why don't you go home and tell Jeanette?
I'm going to text her right now. Honey, no, I'm not.
Honey, baby, snookums. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeanette. Please give the dog a message.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah. Would you play out for the love of God?
Well, what do you guys want to play out to? We've been playing so many.
What difference does that make? Just go raw on the phone. Just put us through on the phone right now.
ESPN.
Let's go. You got a song suggestion? Let's go.
It is.
He says it's over. Let's go.
This is good.
Is it over? Let's go.
Sure. What's your name, man? I'll get you on a sec.
All right. Come
John,
on.
John, hang tight, bro.
Come on, John.
John.
Yes.
Fire away, my man.
Well, the song I was thinking about, it's old school. It's I'm Every Woman.
That's pretty good.
You remember that one?
Yeah. That's a good one, John.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite. I mean, it's got some feminist stuff, but
you will
sing,
John, you will sing that around men?
Maybe not men, but maybe women, I would.
That's a good call. Look, you understand the assignment, John. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Okay, bye.
What is Nikki going to play out with?
That one.
I'm Every Woman.
I'm Every Woman. Whitney Houston. What went out?
Somebody said, Steve, you know dang well you rock Taylor Swift. That might be true.
T-Sweezy.
That might be true.
Alone.
Might be true.
Hold on. Yeah, we're done, right?
I mean, I'm done. Are you done?
No, I can't hear anybody.
It's July 21st.
Unless Nikki wants to sign out.
Yeah, Nick, you know what? I'm going to get on out of here, too. You just take us off.
Land a plane.
All right, sounds good.
Can't hear you.
Join us tomorrow.
Land the plane.
Middays with Marcus Maven. Marcus Maven. Steve Rummage. Nick Valvano. Breaking down toxic masculinity. One show at a time. DJ, come on home.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.